I don't know what they call them now, but as kids we called them snitches, rats, traitors, tattletales, and squealers. They were the ones who told the nun what you were doing whenever the nun left the classroom for a few minutes. Snitches, secretly telling someone in authority that someone else did something wrong, more often than not, to get that person into trouble. There's a snitch in today's reading from the book of Numbers. His name is Joshua, young, jealous Joshua. Squeals on Eldad and Medad because they weren't present when the Spirit descended upon the other elders who were selected to help Moses. And they're prophesying anyway. They were among the selected. Their names were written on the list. They weren't at the right place at the right time. And so Joshua squeals on them. The response to Moses by Moses is, let them prophesy. Moses wished that all the people in the community would share in God's Spirit so that all the people in the community would share God's word. The Apostle John, he's a snitch too, evidently on behalf of the other apostles. He snitches on someone who is driving out demons in the name of Jesus, but he's not part of the apostolic group. And our Lord's response is, let him be. The unnamed person is doing mighty deeds in the name of Jesus, and that's a good thing. Now, we've seen the signs, we heard the messages. If we see something, say something, and that makes a lot of sense, especially for the sake of national security and public safety. If we see something, say something. If there's any type of sexual abuse or assault, there are times in our life when we see something, we're obligated to say something. However, the motives of snitches are less noble and less heroic. As we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, the Word of God reminds us that now, like in every age, there is a need for more and more people to have the Holy Spirit rest upon us. The need for mighty deeds done in the name of Jesus is great. There are, in fact, demonic forces, and those demonic forces, those forces of evil, need to be confronted with the power of God, a power experienced through word and sacrament, especially the Eucharist and reconciliation. The power of God can be experienced during times of prayer and during days of fasting. And the power of God is also shared with the angels and the saints. In fact, yesterday, the 29th, was the Feast of the Archangels, the feast of our parish patron, St. Michael the Archangel. It's not uncommon for folks to take the sins of other people very seriously, but then take our own sins less seriously. Outrage over what someone else is doing, but then indifference about our own faults. And as we gather to celebrate the Eucharist this morning, the gospel reminds us that Jesus takes sin seriously. It was common at the time of Jesus to use the body as a metaphor for a community of people. You remember from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he speaks about the church in terms of being the body of Christ, and there are many members in this body of Christ, and every member, every part, has a responsibility to care for other parts. Every part has an influence on the rest of the body. Today's gospel passage sounds pretty intense. The gospel is not endorsing self-mutilation. If that was the case, we would be a community of zombies this morning. But what the gospel is talking about is that every once in a while, there might be a member or members of the community that might need to be removed for a while because their behavior threatens the spiritual well-being of the community. And that exclusion within the church was intended to lead to repentance and conversion with the hope that the individual would be reconciled and re-included within the community. Members of the church have the power to help each other grow in holiness and virtue, but we also have the ability to cause one another to sin. The lust for power and the power of lust cannot be underestimated or trivialized because they can do so much harm. And the struggles are often lifelong struggles. The battle against temptation can be intense. You might remember St. Paul writing to the Ephesians tells us that the battle, the struggle against evil, is not a battle against flesh and blood, but it's a battle, he writes, against the tactics of the devil. And so we need, St. Paul says, we need to put the armor of God on, and we need to draw our strength from the Lord and his mighty power. At every Mass, we either recite or sing, more often not, we sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, Lord God of the heavenly armies." That's what the word host means. And our communion with Jesus, our encounter with him, who is the Prince of Peace, God hero, and mighty warrior, has the power to cleanse us from our past sins and preserve us from future sins. Our reception of this powerful sacrament also empowers us to listen to the word of St. James and to use our treasures and our talents and our gifts to respond to those who are in need, especially those who are suffering because of injustice. Last week, we prayed that the Lord would make us instruments of peace. Since yesterday was our feast day, I'm going to invite you to say the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, which is found on the back of our missalette cover. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen.